Some of you, my dear faithful, may be familiar with the picture depicting our divine Savior as the Good Shepherd. And in this particular picture I am referring to, our Lord is on his hands and knees hanging over a cliff. He's hanging over a cliff, stretching forth his hand and reaching out to save the lost sheep who is stuck in the bramble and thorns. And this picture really shows our Lord reaching out to save the sinner. For the lost sheep, it represents the soul entangled in sin. And we, my dear faithful, we know the conclusion of this story. That when the divine shepherd does save this lost sheep, he will rejoice. He will rejoice because this is his heart's desire, the salvation of the sinner. On the first Good Friday, our divine Savior hung on the cross. He was drained, exhausted, bleeding. And with the way he was hanging on the cross, in order for him to simply take a breath, he had to pull himself up, scraping the wounds on his back against the rough, splintering wood of the cross, and by pressing down on his nailed feet. And our divine Savior did this for 3 hours. And as he was struggling, bleeding, and in excruciating pain, our divine Savior suddenly heard a faint but a very clear voice on his right. It was the voice of the good thief. And how consoled the Sacred Heart must have been. How his heart rejoiced. For here was the lost sheep our Lord had been leaning over the cliff, stretching out his hand to. Our divine Savior had been waiting for this moment for a long time. The good thief had made his confession. And speaking to the other robber, he said, "Neither dost thou fear God, seeing thou art under the same condemnation, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward, the due punishment of our deeds." And then turning to our divine Savior, he asked our Lord for forgiveness. When he said, "Lord, remember me when thou shalt come into thy kingdom." And at these words, this confession, the Sacred Heart, in the midst of all his pain and wounds, received great consolation. This is what he was dying for all men, especially sinners. And this thief showed him that he was indeed sorry for his sins. And consoled by this confession, the Sacred Heart said the second word from the cross, perhaps the greatest words that could ever be uttered to a man. Our divine Savior said, "Amen, I say to thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise." Well, my dear faithful, confessions will be heard this afternoon after Traore. There will be 2 confessionals, one in the back of the chapel and one in the front convent classroom. Remember, my dear faithful, that our divine Savior died for our sins. And all he wants is for the sinner to return to him by making a good confession. It does not matter what sins have been committed. It doesn't matter with what frequency the sins have been committed. It doesn't matter if you've made bad confessions in the past or have even made sacrilegious communions. It doesn't matter if you've just been away from the confessional for 10, 20, 30 years. Our Lord desires the salvation of the sinner. He reaches out to you as the good shepherd reaches out to the sheep in the thorns. It does not matter, my dear faithful, if your life is a mess or if you've lived a riotous life. Our Lord will rejoice even more when that soul comes to him in the confessional. Remember, my dear faithful, when you kneel in the confessional and humbly confess your sins, our divine Savior actually sets aside the offenses you have committed as if you had never committed them. And he does not give them a second thought. For this is what he wants, the sinner to come to him in the confessional. There's a story, it's actually a Christmas story, that shows this point. One Christmas night, Saint Jerome was in the Grotto of Bethlehem, and he was all absorbed in the mysteries of the birth of our divine Savior, when all of a sudden the infant Jesus appeared to him resplendent with light. And the infant Jesus said, "Jerome, what dost thou give me for my birthday?" For Christmas is the birthday of our divine Savior. And so Saint Jerome said, "Divine infant, I give you my heart." "That is well," the infant said, "but give me something more." And so Saint Jerome said, "Dear infant, I give you all the prayers, all the affections of my heart." And the infant said, "That is better, but Jerome, give me something more. I give thee all that I have and all that I am." But again the infant said, "There is still something more I desire you to give me." And at this point, Saint Jerome was at a loss for words. He was confused, as you can well imagine. And he said, "Divine infant, I have nothing else to give you. What is it that you still wish I should give you?" And the divine infant said, "Jerome, give me your sins." Saint Jerome said, "What will you do with them?" "Give me thy sins that I may pardon them all." And at these words, all Saint Jerome could say was, "Divine infant, you make me weep." And Saint Jerome began to sob, so filled with love for our divine Savior. My dear faithful, this is what it is all about. This is what the nativity, the life, the passion, and death of our Savior is all about. The salvation of sinners. The love of God for souls. And so, my dear faithful, in the confessional, the priest is God's representative. The priest is there in the confessional to help you make a good confession. He will be kind and helpful, and he will even go through an examination of conscience with you. And so with confidence then in the merciful heart of our Lord, take advantage, my dear faithful, of the special graces he reserves for this time, and make a good and humble confession. Make a good confession that there may be great joy in heaven and true peace in your soul. Peace just as there was for the good thief when our Lord, divine Savior, turned to him and said, "Amen, I say to thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise."